Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Community Services and Tourism Director Alex Patterson. So, we've got good news. Step 3 of the province's reopening plan takes effect tomorrow. That should allow certain things to start reopening, such as the community center. What can we say in terms of what plans are right now for the community center?
Yeah, so it is really good news. We've been looking forward to this for quite a while, and of course with many things the dates have changed so many times, but finally for once dates have accelerated. So we are opening to the public earlier than we expected to be with some basic services. So as of Monday, we will be opening our doors to the public, and that will be for if people need any information to drop in for some of the services that we offer, such as not only, you know, tourist information, but also information on our recreation programs, any payments that people need to do that we've been doing like over the phone or over e-transfer and stuff like that. You can now also come in and pay, as well as we had some recreation programs planned, which were pre-approved under stage 2, which we're able to do as well. And so that is going to be happening next week. We've also have a new reopening plan, and so that's something that every time, you know, we have changing regulations and every time that the province changes some of the specifics, then we have to review those. And so right now we've written a reopening plan. We are giving it to Algoma Public Health to make sure that we've, you know, crossed all of our T's and dotted all of our I's to just be 100% sure before we release that to the public. But that should happen next week as well. So we're hoping that by the start of August we'll be able to reopen some of the things that normally happen at the community center in the summertime. And so that's not only going to be some extra seniors programming, which very specifically happens with some of our partners like the Alzheimer's Society, but we're also looking at opening the gym and special function room bookings. So those are all things that are coming up in the next couple weeks that we're really excited to get people back into the community center again.
So again, you're targeting the early August period for that happening, but not quite confirmed yet.
Yeah, so we have to confirm a couple of details with Algoma Public Health, but in my mind there's no reason that we won't be able to, you know, at the very least reopen the gym and reopen the facility for some special function bookings at the start of August. So that's something that we already have a whole bunch of stuff in place from previous rules. We haven't seen a huge amount of changes, so obviously when people come in, they have to be screened by our staff, we have to sign in, people have to wear masks unless they're working on activities, but that's all stuff that people who come to the community center for the last year are getting pretty used to, and so it's essentially more of the same for the next little while we're in stage 3.
We're still pretty early into the summer, so we're a little while away from ice season, that sort of thing. It's not expected to impact that quite yet, but we'll have to keep an eye on what regulations are happening at that point.
Yeah, so if we were in stage 3 in September, for example, then we would be having an ice season that looked pretty close to last year. It wouldn't be as strict because the stage 3 restrictions for recreation facilities right now are not as strict as they were for the green zone that we were in several months ago. So that's a plus sign, but we're expecting that there will be some type of change in between now and September. So what we've done is we've written our plan as if we'll be in stage 3 in September, but we're really hopeful that that will improve because that just reduces the amount of restrictions. But as of right now, when we're making this plan and when we're reviewing what we can do for September, we're looking at less restrictions than before, so we won't have to break the facility up as much as we did last year because the restrictions right now are based on room capacity versus facility capacity. So that means that we won't have to break the facility up into sections, and there'll be a little bit less restrictions on spectators and things like that too, which is really nice. So hopefully those will be even better by the time September comes around.
Even without heading into Step 3, a number of outdoor things are happening. You mentioned there's some recreation programming that's happening, but stuff like parks, the marina, that sort of stuff is already open and available.
Absolutely. So in stage 2, we were able to open a bunch of that stuff, and so stage 3 just makes some of that stuff a lot easier, but there's no real changes there. So every day of the week, there is an evening recreation program. The demographics are different every single day, so there's programs for younger kids, there's programs for older kids, you know, there's some programs for adults as well. There's a whole pile of stuff that's going on this summer that we're able to do, and we're really focusing on outside. We've also put in place some amenities that people can just go and use without having to be part of a special program or anything like that. So at the community center here, we've set up basically like a road hockey arena where there's some painted lines, there's some nets out, there's some barricades so you don't have to worry about cars. And so that is going to be there 24 hours a day. So people are welcome to use it anytime. We also installed volleyball nets at Rose's Beach. Church, and those are also there 24 hours a day. And if you need to borrow any equipment from that, you can contact us at the Community Center, and as of Monday, you'll be able to actually come in instead of us just leaving it, you know, outside or something like that. So there's lots of stuff to do, and we certainly encourage people to check out various community calendars. We're advertising, of course, on the radio, online, on wawa.cc, as well as on our Wawa Recreation Facebook page. So there's a pile of stuff for folks to do, and we really encourage people to come out and take advantage of that.
Once again, that is Alex Patterson, Director of Community Services and Tourism, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.